very good lawyer.
Appreciate you.
Good word, wasn't it?
Amen.
What makes me want to do? Makes me want to pray. Sure does. Appreciate that, Brother Mike. I'd like to hold you too long, but I do have a little something I believe the Lord wants me to share. Thank God for His Word. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. I begin reading verse number 35. 1 Corinthians 15, 35. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thy food, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest, thou sowest not that body that shall be but bare grain, made chance of wheat or some other grain. But God give it to the body as it hath pleased Him. And to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. There's one kind of flesh of men, another kind of beast, other fishes, and other birds. But also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, the glory of the terrestrial is other. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the sun, of stars. One star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, is raised in incorruption. It's sown in dishonor, is raised in glory. It's sown in weakness, is raised in power. It's sown a natural body, is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Amen. Howbeit that which was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. As the earthly, such are they also of the earthly, and as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. There's some other verse in this chapter may be referring to, and will. I want to thank God. Somebody said, what kind of body? And they asked this question. And he found that the first verse I read, house of the dead raised up, and how the body do they, what kind of body do they come? Well, I want to thank God that those loved ones that we have laying out yonder in the graveyard, listen, they're going to get up. And if we go before then, we'll get up when Jesus comes. Or we'll be changed in a moment, twinkling an eye. We see a lot of this right here in this chapter. But I got to thinking about it. I want to, first of all, to go back in this chapter and look at a few things and see if Jesus hadn't got out of the grave. Some things that, had just been a sad thing if he hadn't got up. But he got up. He said, I have power to lay it down, got power to raise it up. You know, my hope to those in the grave is the fact that Jesus got up. Notice back in this, and I want to look at a few things here. It says, now look at verse number 12 of this same chapter. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, I say some among you, there's no resurrection of the dead. Now, Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and some of them just did not, some of them are saying, hey, they didn't believe in the bodily resurrection, didn't believe in the resurrection. He said, if Christ be preached and rose from the dead, how in the world can you say there's no resurrection of the dead? Amen. Look at verse number 13. If there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. But we know that he has. Hallelujah. Now look at verse number 14. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Number one thing is, if he hadn't got up, can you imagine, Brother Mike, how many times you, Brother Donnie, Brother Billy, and the rest of you preaching here this morning, how many times, Brother Gary, how many times that you preached and how many times you've shared the Word of God? But God said, if Jesus hadn't got out of the grave, our preaching's in vain. But I want to thank God this morning that our preaching is not in vain, because he is alive, thank God, and got up from the dead. So I can preach on, preach on, preach on. You know why? Because he got up, and he said, but if he hadn't got up, he said, my preaching would have been in vain. But thank God it's not. So we can preach on. Look through the book of Acts. That's what they were doing. Now, another thing in verse number he said would be in vain was our faith would be in vain. But I want to thank God that our faith is not in vain. Why? He got up. He living. And so your faith is not in vain. Our preaching is not in vain. Why? Because Jesus got up. Hallelujah. Now, verse number 15. He said, yea, and we are found false witness of God. Because we testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if there be no resurrection, if the dead rise not. He said, listen, if he didn't get up, said we'd be false witnesses. Right? Amen. He said yes. Not only will our faith be in vain, not only would our preaching be in vain, but he said, I'll tell you something else, we'd be false witnesses. But none of that we have to worry about. Amen. What else did he say? Look at verse number 17. And if Christ be not raised, he says it again, your faith's in vain and you're yet in your sins. But you know what? Brother Mike's quoting that verse. We're not yet in our sins because we confess them and he forgives us of our sins. You know why? And you know what? Puts a cap on the whole thing. He got up. Hallelujah. And so if, listen, if Jesus hadn't got up, but there's no resurrection of the dead, if he hadn't got up, I'll tell you something, we'd still be in our sins.
Yes. Amen.
But he's alive. And so I'm not still in my sin. I've been forgiven. You know, I found out just a simple prayer was, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I found out he's merciful to sinners, and he forgives sinners. Hallelujah. And so thank God Jesus got up, and therefore we're not still in our sins. We've been forgiven. I don't know about you, but that's pretty exciting to me. Hallelujah. My sins all washed away. You know, sometimes people try to come back and remind you some of them. But you know what? I could see him trying to remind God of him. He'd say, what? What are you talking about? Well, he said he cast him in the sea of what? Forgetfulness. He said he cast him behind his back to remember him what? No more. And so listen, God's forgiven me my sins. You know why? Because he got up from that tomb. He got up from that grave and thank God there were forgiveness of sins. And you know what's good about it? We don't have to make a sacrifice. We don't have to take an offering. We don't have to kill an animal or slay them and carry them to the, listen to the priest and the high priest and have forgiveness of sins. Why? Because Jesus, the Son of the living God, went to the cross of Calvary, bore my sins, got up from the grave, thank God, and he lives this morning. Thank God I'm not still in my sins. I've been forgiven, set free from them, took them away from me, carried them away. What a burden lifted. You hear that song, Burden Lifted at Calvary? Whew, gone. Gone. I'm glad I'm still not in my sins. In something else. They which also are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. I was looking out here in the graveyard the other day. You know why I know my son not perished? Because Jesus got up. Hallelujah. He got up.
Amen.
Got a little great grandchildren out there. You know what? You know why them little ones just died in infancy or died before they come to age of capability? You know why? Thank God, you know why they're not perishing? He got up. Got up. He said if he hadn't got up, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he hadn't got up, you know what would have been wrong? You know what would have happened? Listen, they would have perished. I'm glad he got up. He resurrected. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And we have a lot. Look at this. Verse number 19. If this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. I'm glad I'm not miserable this morning because my hope's not in this life. But I'm hoping my hope's in the life to come. It's in Christ for the Lord glory of God. And look at verse 20, verse number 20. But now if Christ, it says, risen from the dead, become the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man also come the resurrection of the dead. Now we know it's full proof that death came by Adam's transgression. I don't know why. If I go by a graveyard, it just draws my attention. I mean, maybe I've never seen it before. Maybe seen it a lot of times. You know what always comes to me? Look how many people, look how many millions have died because of one man's transgression. Adam. We see it. Evidence of it. Well, hey, guess what? How about the last Adam, the second Adam? Yeah. Resurrection. Amen. Life come by. You said, I believe death come by Adam. I don't know where life come by Christ or not. Just as sure and more sure and ever sure did death come by Adam. You can mark her down that life come by Christ. Right. Hallelujah. He said, since man came death, so by man came the resurrection of the dead. Verse 22, and Adam all died, even so Christ shall all be made alive. Every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. He's the first fruits, and he said that when he comes back, I'm telling you, if we in that grave, we're going to get up. Amen. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that you can get up? You ever notice how helpless a dead person is? How helpless they are and weak. And we'll get over there and miss the moon and how weak they are. You got to be carried out to the laying place, to the resting place. Dead. But thank God, that's from the first Adam. Can you imagine what we're going to get from the second Adam? Glory to God. And he's the first fruits. He got up, and we're going to come behind him. Amen. Well, enemy's death is going to be destroyed, but look over here now in I was talking about, got back over here, but I'm going to go back now and talk just a little bit before we close this morning. What kind of body are you going to have? We're going to get that? Amen. That's what he said. That's what he said in verse 10. Some men say, how the dead raised up, what kind of body are they going to have? Look at verse number 36. Thy food, that which thou sowest, is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that it shall be, but by grain. It may change to wheat or some other grain. But God gave it to the body as it pleased him. Somebody say, what kind of body you going to have? I tell you what, it's gonna be like, not going to be like the one that lay down there.
Amen.
That's going to be the grain or the seed that it comes from and transformed out of into. But it will not be. There'll be no cripples there.
No.
Somebody told me the other day I was walking like Chester. I said, well, that's all about the best I can do right now. But you know what? We'll walk like that over there, will we?
Right.
There won't be no cripples there. What kind of body is it going to be? Well, it's going to be, listen, like a body that's going to be one not like the one we got now. It's going to come from this. This body's going to be changed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's shouting ground here. Shouting ground. Amen. It's shouting ground, that's for sure. Amen. Let's look and see where it's, what kind of body it's going to be. It says that God gives it a body. It says, pleases him. And to every seed his own body. This old body that I would lay, if I lay it down before he comes, it's going to be like just a seed laying there. And God's going to give it a body to please somebody else. Please him. It won't be nobody else's. No, it's going to be, listen, he's going to give you a body that pleases him. And according to that seed, I'm telling you, everybody's still, everybody in here, not one of us alike. I don't care what you say. We don't, all of us look different, got different fingerprints and everything else. I'm telling you, God's not going to get any of it mixed up. He's going to give him a, us a body. He's going to give you one that pleases him.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. And it says, and to every seed his own body. You know what it's telling me? Every seed. It's like planting seed. Got that seed, you know, in a certain sense, it all dies except for that little part that brings shoots up. And so he's given every seed a body according that pleases him and according to that seed.
Yeah.
Some wheat. You know, if you go plant corn, you ain't gonna need to go out there and look and think you're going to see some wheat. Mm-mm. God's got all that arranged. He's got all this other range too. Plants it, and it comes back up. Amen. All flesh not the same. Read that well ago. But notice now, a little further. You got some celestial bodies. That's a heavenly. You got some terrestrial. That's earthly. You got one, glory of another. He talks about the glory of the sun, the moon, the stars. But don't you go on down to verse number 42. So is also the resurrection of the dead. It's sown in corruption. It's raised in incorruption. What kind of body is it going to be? It's going to be incorrupt. You ever see a body of an animal laying on the side of the road? You ever experience what happens to it just a little while in just a day, few days? Do you realize these bodies do the same? Corruption. But when he raises us from the dead, are we changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye? It'll be incorrupt. Incorrupted, never corrupt no more, never die no more, never age no more. Incorrupt. Oh, corruption gonna put on incorruption.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's sown in dishonor. Verse number 43, not only is it incorrupt, but the next thing is raised in glory. Gonna be a glorified body. Hallelujah. One that's glorified. Won't have no cancer when he gets up. My sister's raising her hand. Praise God for that. Mm-hmm. I never have to have any more bypasses here. That's for sure. Never again. It'll be incorrupt. It's going to be a body of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's sown in weakness, weak, and raised in power. I got to thinking about that. I wonder how much power is that resurrection body going to have. I don't know. Going to be a lot more than this one. I was almost as weak as if I was dead when I come back too. Did you know I could not even turn over in a bed by myself? I ain't got back where I was. I may never get back to where I was. I won't get back where I was a few years ago. But you know what? I was so weak I could not put one hand in my mouth. Even when I come conscious, the devil said, I got you now. Not yet. No, you haven't yet. But you know what? God in his marvelous grace, one of these days, you're talking about weakness in the body. And I know the body gets older and it gets weaker and it gets worn, it's tired. But one day, when it's sown in weakness, God's going to raise it up in power. Oh, glory to God. Are you weak this morning? Are you having any? Somebody said I'm having some weak spells. I don't feel like I'm very strong. But one of these days, glory to God, we're going to be able to lay this old body down. God's going to plant it. And God's going to give that seed a new body. And it's going to be a powerful one.
It's
going to be a wonderful one. Matter of fact, it's going to be like his glorious body. God said he'd change this old vile body and fashion it into his glorious body. It's going to be like him, thank God. When he comes back, we're going to see him as he is, and we're going to be what? Like him. Hey, this ought to encourage you along the way. Weak. When, as far as now, we just had to claim that first two verses. I can do nothing. Brother Mike mentioned one of them. We can't do nothing without him. Then another verse we can claim, I can do all things through Christ. Who what? Strengthened me. He gave us the strength that we need as long as on this journey by the grace of God. And there come a day, one day, these old bodies will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. This old corruption will be put off, incorruption. And the glorious body we're going to have, thank God, the old vile body be over. And we'll have a body of power. Somebody said it may be so strong. Maybe we could shake the world with it. I don't know how strong it'll be, but it's going to be raised in power. You think that Adam and Eve was put in a wonderful place, and they were. God planted a garden for them. They didn't even have to plant it. All he wanted to do is take care of it.
Amen.
Can you imagine what our new Eden's going to be like? When the river of life, water flowing, crystal clear. Fruits in the trees, 12 manner of fruits on it. The tree of life.
Hey.
And you know what's wonderful about it? God told him not to eat of that tree in that first garden, but the next one,
yeah,
we can eat it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No, God's not going to leave this thing like it is now. He's going to finish it up and change it, transform it. It's going to be a wonderful, glorious time. So it's raised, it's sown in weakness, raised in power. I like this verse 44. Sown a natural body is raised in a spiritual body. You know what Jesus did about his resurrection? Disciples up in that upper room. They didn't have to get up and open the door for him. He just appeared in their midst. Hallelujah. Sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. Amen. The first man Adam made a living soul, and the last Adam made a quickening spirit. Amen. The first man earthly. Now we got one from heaven. Heavenly. Look at verse 48. As the earthly, such are they which are earthly. As the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. We're born in the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. Hey, we bear the image of our old Adam, our father, earthly father. One of these days, amen, brother, we're going to bear the image of the heavenly. New body, spiritual body.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
Amen. Now we're closing up. Look at verse number 49. He that are born in the image of the earthly shall by the image of the heavenly. Look at verse number 51. Paul said, I'll show you a mystery. We're not going to all sleep. We're not going to all have to get up out of those graves. Can I say this? Somebody, it could be some of us, could be alive when Jesus comes. Paul said, I'm going to show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. I like this in a moment, the twinkle of an eye. At the last trump, the trump shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We mentioned that. And we shall be changed. They're going to get up incorruptible, and God's going to take us that are left here and change us. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, change is coming to pass. Look at verse 53. This corruptible must put on incorruption. This immortal must put on immortality. It's the same thing. It's what I want you to get a hold of. The same thing that happens to those that raise out the graves, that's died before Jesus comes, putting off immortal, putting on the immortality, the same thing is going to happen to us that hear and remain and are alive. We're not going to go up there in these bodies. Hallelujah. So verse 54, when these corruptions are put on incorruption, this mortal are put on immortality, then shall be brought the pass of saying that's written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death's gone. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Listen, God, listen, gets the victory over death, hell, and the grave, thank God. Well, death, don't even, where's your sting at anymore? None for a Christian now.
That's
right. Sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Well, let me say this. Sting of death is sin. What's God done to sin? He's cleansed us of it. Forgiven us of it. It's gone. Strength of sin is the law. What did he do with the law? He fulfilled it. We couldn't, but he could and did. Hallelujah. Look at this. But thanks be unto God. who gives us what? The victory. Amen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we have and get and got and ever get is through Him. The Lord Jesus Christ. Now I close this last verse. Therefore, beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding where? In the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Brother Mike, keep going in prison. I know you will. Your labor is not in vain. Everyone here, keep doing what you're doing for God, and let's do more for Him than we've ever done before, because your labor's not in vain. We need to be steadfast, unmovable. Don't let nothing move you. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing deter you, turn you out of the way. Let's go on with God for His glory. What kind of body are they going to raise with? Well, go back and read that 15th chapter and get afresh. If you ever get a little discouraged about your body, I'm serious. Got some aches and pains. Let's go over and say, Lord, I ain't going to have to put up with this always. I'm going to have a new one. Amen. You need you what's hurting? You won't even have no arthritis no more. Amen. I'm serious. It's gone. No more sickness. No more sorrow. No more pain. No more heartaches. It's all over. Thank God she's over. Hallelujah. Going to have a new body. You know, a lot of people, you'll see some people, they're just not satisfied with the body you got. I'll tell you something. God gave you this one. God gave me this, and God gave you yours. You know what I've always said? He knows what He's doing. I've never wished out somebody else. Now, you shouldn't either. Never. God made you. God made me. And you know what I like about them verses? A lot more in there. You know what I like about one of them? God gave it a body that pleases Him. Amen. It pleases Him more to please us, isn't it? Hallelujah! It's going to be a good one. Now, don't get too excited about this week, but it's so. God's going to give you a body according to the seed. One that pleases Him. Hallelujah. God give you one. Sure will. A few times, Carol let me push her around the wheelchair. She's getting better now than that. But you know what? I said, come on now. She said, well, I'd just rather walk. I said, well, I had to, but. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. But you know what? God's going to give you a body that pleases Him. And you know what? He knows best. So until then, I'll be satisfied with what He's already given me. But He's going to change it. Hallelujah. He can heal it. He can strengthen it. This whole body that we're living in now. And that's what we have to do if we're going to go through this life. Because God's on the throne. He got all power. He's able to above and abundantly more than we ask or think. And Lord, whatever pleases You, pleases me. Could you stand with me this morning?
Blue book 256.